is an equal opportunity employer.
We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, here on this Monday morning with Kansas State University President Richard Myers. Today is the first day back for state lawmakers here in Topeka. We're getting a new governor sworn in today, and the legislative session will get into full swing here today. I'm curious, President Myers, as somebody who receives state dollars here at Kansas State, what you'll be looking for here in this new legislative session here as far as funding?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, there's been for the last, well, decade, except for maybe last year, there's been cuts to our higher education budget here in the state of Kansas. So this year, what the Kansas Board of Regents has been advocating for, and all the Regent University presidents and so forth, is a restoration of that money back to our base budget. And like I think I mentioned the number before, it's $85 million, $50 million in the next fiscal year, and then $35 million in the fiscal year following that. That will help restore that money and obviously help keep tuition down, enabled us to do a lot of things that we were mandated to do that we don't get money for, like compliance issues, security issues, IT security, and so forth. So we'll put those resources to good use. It's these cuts have had a pretty big effect on Kansas State University. In this particular fiscal year, which we're in the middle of, we've had to allocate over a 7% a budget cut to the administrative units on campus and almost a 5% cut to our academic units. That has taken them down to very, very little flexibility at this time. And at the same time, then we can't do some things that we need to do that are high priority, which is provide adequate compensation to our faculty and staff who are, when you compare them to our peers in the Big 12, are in the lower quartile of compensation in most cases. So we've got a lot of work to do. I don't know how the legislature is going to receive that. I'm not sure how the governor is going to receive that. But that's our big press this year, is to try to all Regent universities, not pushing their own agendas, but all linked arms on trying to restore some of the base budget that we've lost over the last decade.
Have you had a chance to meet with Governor-elect Kelly here yet and get her perspective here on higher education?
Well, I've met with her in the past, but just recently we had a fairly long telephone conversation about some of these issues. And she wants to help higher education, but given that the Kansas budget and our treasury is just recovering from some very lean years, there's a lot of demand on that. And K-12 is one of them, of course, other state agencies, and we're one of those. And, of course, we would say that you get a better return on your dollar here than anywhere else. The Kansas Board of Regents estimates for every $1 spent on higher education, there's a $12 return for the state. You can look on their website to see how they calculate that, but that's probably about right. There's a good ROI on the money you put into higher education for the state of Kansas. So we'll have to see. She's going to have a lot of pressures. I'm told that we'll get a glimpse of that this Thursday. That's when I hear the budget, state budget, is going to be rolled out. So we'll know where we sit at that point. But she, of course, is, I think, a lot more supportive of the higher education mission in the state of Kansas, the education mission overall, than previous administrations. So we're hoping for good things.
Okay. I understand Dave has a question here. Oh, we have a phone call. Okay. Good morning. You're on In Focus with President Myers. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, thank you for your service to the nation and your service here at K-State. But as a family of K-State graduates, and with a granddaughter now in her fifth year of graduating K-State, we're concerned in our conversations at dinner and with other landlords out here in the real world that the K-State students, although might be successful at K-State, are not graduating equipped to succeed out here in the old school real world. Thank you for this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to discuss it with you.
Could you be just a little bit more specific when you say not equipped?
Nope. It sounds like they hung up.
Okay, this is going to be, you know, hate to take a shot in the dark. So just a couple of numbers to put some of this in perspective. Our placement rate is 96%, and, of course, for graduating students, which is the best in the state. We do survey employers to find out how our K-State graduates are doing. Are they well prepared for that? And recently, with the chambers in Topeka, Manhattan, Lawrence, and Emporia, we've had met with that's a group called Metal for the first letters of all those cities where the universities are, where KU, Emporia State, and Kansas State are, and then you had Topeka on there. Working with the chambers and business leaders in all those communities, asking them, are graduates meeting your needs? So I don't know in what way they aren't well prepared, because, you know, we work very hard at trying to do everything we can to make them prepared to go out in the real world. We have a lot of practitioners helping faculty members bring the real world experience in. We have a lot of faculty members that have real world experience and can bring that into the classroom. So without more specifics, I can't answer that very well. But it's clearly something that we have to do. The talent we provide to Kansas businesses and other units and organizations in Kansas, schools and so forth, we want to make sure our graduates are as well prepared as they can to take on the real world. That's for sure.
All right. Dave, go ahead. Do you have a question?
Okay. Here's a comparatively speaking. We've got a new football coach at Kansas State University. What's going to be the more difficult hire process? Hiring a football coach or replacing Pat Bosco?
Well, we're losing two icons. One the public knows very, very well, and that's Coach Bill Snyder. And what he's done for Kansas State, what he's done for Manhattan, what he's done for the state of Kansas is incalculable. You know, how do you replace an icon? So we have hired a new football coach. He's, I think Coach Kleiman has the same values as Coach Snyder. He'll exercise his leadership, obviously, in a little different ways than Coach Snyder. But at least at this point, we're pretty optimistic. So he was different. You really don't replace him. You just, you know, there is only one Bill Snyder, and we just thank God that he decided to come to Kansas State University and take on what was at the time the biggest challenge in college football, and he's turned it into so much more. The way he's mentored young men, the lives he's changed, the values he brought to the university, which we all embrace now. He just changed the face of our community. Pat Bosco has been doing his work for over 40 years at the university. He has taken our enrollment from up to 24,000. I think when he started, it was around 15,000 or something like that. So he has been tremendously successful in recruiting, in student success. All those numbers I've reeled off to you, and where we stand in the state with our with our peers, a lot of that's due to Pat Bosco and his team. Not alone. There's, you know, in the academic side and so forth, staff. Everybody's helped, but Pat Bosco's been the driver. So you're right. In December, we lost one icon. That's Coach Bill Snyder. And sometime this summer, a date to be determined, I think, by Dr. Bosco, we lose Dr. Pat Bosco, who is in many ways had the same impact. On our university, maybe not as widely around the state as Coach Snyder, but he certainly impacted the lives of everybody in all 105 counties in the state. And if there's not a more enthusiastic supporter of Kansas State University and why your young son or daughter ought to come to Kansas State University than Pat Bosco. So we're hoping while he's retiring, that he'll continue to help us, and we're thinking of a couple things that he can do part-time for Kansas State University that would be very, very valuable. One of them is in the Kansas City metro area, where he already has a very, very large network and great connections, and we need his help there.
All right, very well. President Myers, we're out of time here. We appreciate you coming out here, though, and look forward to speaking with you again sometime down the road. Any final thoughts here before we let you go?
Nope. It's just, keep cheering on the Wildcats, both on the court and on the field, and for everything we're doing in the academic side of the house. We've got a lot of great things going. You'll see some big reorganizational changes start to take place this spring, so we can be ready for the next phase of K-State growth. We have no doubt we can get our enrollment back up to where it was. We want to recover that enrollment and then make a decision on how big we want the university to be. But we're revitalizing a lot of that. But we think for any young person that's thinking about a university, Kansas State's probably got the curriculum and the tools to make them very, very successful. So we'll hope to think about us when they're choosing their schools.
All right. K-State President Richard Myers, our guest here on In Focus. Thank you so much. We'll continue with In Focus after this on News Radio KMAN.